Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You were Boomstradamus, but you weren't Boomstradamus in the right way, unfortunately. You said 3-2 overtime, but it was this damn Canadians. You know what I was thinking? I was driving in. I was like, you know, they can have this because they got nothing else. We were trying to think of the stuff that they have. The maple syrup, slightly better than Vermont. Tim Hortons, which, Dunkin', we slam on top of them. I mean, they don't have anything. So you can have this little cute thing. We'll see in the Olympics. That other game where we beat you up and won, that's more important on that Saturday night than last night anyway. So you're going to have this fakakta tournament, and we'll take a gold medal next time. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Gene. I think we'd be taking a victory lap if we would have won last night.
Of course we were.
I will say, there is nothing more exhilarating than an overtime hockey game that really does have meaning to it, even though you're not playing for anything other than national pride. But there's nothing more deflating than losing that overtime hockey game, especially after there were numerous chances to win it on the stick of Austin Matthews. And I don't know, Jordan Binnington was amazing. He's the goalie for Canada. He plays for the St. Louis Blues. That performance that he had last night was much like the performance he had when they won, the Blues won the Stanley Cup against Boston in that building.
Yeah.
So when we were going into this whole thing, we said, okay, there's really good balance on both sides of the rosters, and maybe the difference, the slight difference, is going to be the best goalie in the world. That's Connor Hellebuck, who was the USA goalie, versus Jordan Binnington. Maybe he would give up a goal here or there, and maybe we would end up winning. But the couple saves that he made in overtime last night were just awesome. The whole thing was awesome. I congratulate the NHL. I really, really do congratulate the players. It was an amazing experience. And what were they playing for? They were playing for pride. They love their game. The culture of their game is in such a great spot. The younger players on both of these teams are going to turn out to be superstars themselves. As a hockey fan, as a dyed-in-the-wool hockey fan, I loved every minute of it. I watched almost every single minute of every single game.
Yeah.
So, to me, while it's disappointing, I wake up this morning, I know it was an exhibition. I would have loved to have won a G. All I can tell you is that, man, these guys played their asses off, and a lot of guys are injured because of it, which now begs the question, what's more important, the NHL season or an in-season tournament or a mid-season tournament that really doesn't have any effect or doesn't have any effect whatsoever on the outcome of the NHL season?
So that, yeah, then there's a very specific injury and specific player that this speaks to, and that's Matthew Tkachuk.
Well, it's also Charlie McAvoy for the Bruins.
Yeah, but last night, especially, and the reason why, too, is because Charlie McAvoy, there was no doubt about it. Like, he had his arm in a sling when he was gassing everybody up in the dressing room before the game. But with Tkachuk last night, I'm pretty sure that one of the Panthers' doctors is there.
You're not playing.
Right. So there was like the answer to that question. And Emily Kaplan said that if there was another power play at some point, maybe in the overtime or the end, that he was probably going to be out there for that. But other than that, then he wasn't going to get on the ice.
I mean, you know, it's a part of it. They lost Cal Makar in the previous game. He was sick. And, you know, he obviously is a difference maker. But these two teams are so tight and so talented. And, again, as a hockey fan, I appreciate the effort that these players put forth. This was so much more than an exhibition. And I think maybe geopolitical influences, you know, have something going on. And,
no,
you know,
doubt, but that's great. Yeah, I mean, some of the greatest moments in sports have happened during those times.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So Russians, United States back in 1980.
It's, right, some of the Olympic stuff that's gone on over there. I mean, it's that is, you know, when you get that cross-pollination of those things, I mean, people get really emotional about it. And I did end up going out for the first period because, you know, I just wanted to. I had some energy. I was like, let me go out with a couple buddies for the first period. And I was curious to see what it would be like. That people are on break, you know, with teachers and stuff. So there's some people that are, you know, don't have work on Friday. But, I mean, the place was just jammed.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
With old USA paraphernalia, not just like hockey jerseys, but just hats with flags and everything. And they were totally into it. And it was a fun thing to experience. And, you know, I think that all of us, including myself, have maybe looked maybe too deep into this whole thing. And we're, dissecting every little bit of it. You know, this morning it's sort of like,
finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You know, this was fun. This was a really good thing. It was fun. It came at the right time, at a slow time in sports, mm-hmm. and we all enjoyed it. It sucks that Canada beat us in the final, but this is like a positive, good thing in the end, and there's no reason to have, you know, negative feelings about this tournament. You can be pissed off today because we lost, but by the way, was it Auston Matthews? Was he getting a little lazy there on that
thing?
Yeah,
well, I would say lazy, but, you know, he's a little tired. I mean, he's going back and forth 200 feet, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, you're playing against who many consider the greatest player of his era, Connor McDavid, is sitting there. I mean, you know,
it happened.
I mean, all I can tell you is, I was thinking, man, I just don't want to see Sidney Crosby score again in overtime and beat the U.S.
Was that 15 years ago now?
I mean, you know, the interesting thing is, too, is Mitch Marner was a big part of a couple of the goals last night.
I've seen him shirtless.
Yeah, I know you have. Yeah, and Mitchie's a good dude, man. I sent him congratulations last night.
Saw him shirtless.
Yes, you did at Sydney's wedding, yes.
If you guys stayed long enough, you saw him shirtless.
Yeah, they saw him. They saw him shirtless. I think I saw Al shirtless, too.
That was my cue to leave when all the hockey players were shirtless and on tables. Is that right?
Yeah. Agreed. You're out. See ya. now, you know, I mean, it's like I said, it's probably the best thing that could happen to the sport. For those of us who love the sport and are now on to the regular season again, and the Rangers have back-to-back this weekend, which is amazing, and for the Ranger players are going to have to figure out somehow, some way, and Ray Ferraro was talking about this last night, how do you get yourself back up to get back into your job? It's going to take a week or so, but I don't know. I loved every minute of the whole thing. All these games, with the exception of one, was a blowout. And that was U.S. Versus Finland, and every game was tight. Every game was, all came down to the end. I mean, that's exactly what you want. So it's disappointing you lose, but it's also exhilarating to see the best in the world put the effort forth for their countries. And I love the patriotism on both sides.
Yeah, but I mean, it was
a
little.
Could you imagine, man, when we make them our 51st state, just how good our hockey team's really going
to
be?
Yeah, I know. No one will be able to beat us.
Stop us.
But you get, like, you know, Bissonnette last night, who I actually like him.
He's a Canadian. Come on.
I know he's a Canadian, but I'm saying he's just, you know, so over the top with it. Just the whole thing, you know, McJesus has risen and you can't take our sport and all this stuff. And then Trudeau comes out and posts on social media, You can't take our country. You can't take our sport. It's like, okay, wait a second. So if the U.S. would have won, we would have taken your sport? Is that what would have happened? Because we beat you once already. And basically, the way I look at this, there should be a best of three. You know, we won once, they won once. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just...
It's a best of three. Let's run it back tonight.
I mean, isn't Trudeau, like, leaving office?
Yeah, I don't know.
When society,
can't take our country, can't take our sport.
Well, he was just responding to Trump's pregame.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, thank God. Hey, Trump called him.
Trump touched the money spot, I think.
No, Trump wished them luck. And you know what? If you're an American hockey player and the president of the United States, no matter who it is, if they could wake the previous guy up to actually make the phone call, I mean, you're going to take the phone call and you're going to say, thank you, Mr. President. We'll do everything we can for our jersey, our country. That's who we're playing for. And we're playing for, unfortunately, our fallen teammate, Johnny Gaudreau.
Yeah. Let's see if I can.
He didn't say anything that was touching the money.
I didn't think so either, but.
Not at all. I mean, like, people hear, like, jackasses hear what they want to hear.
You calling any jackass?
No, I'm just saying certain jackasses hear what they want to hear. And he didn't say anything other than good luck, guys. And
I called them. They're a great team. I remember that. I'm trying to find the full thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing. And they are a great team.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not a shock that Eddie is taking the side of Canada this morning. It's just not, you know, it is not a shock.
Should move to Canada.
He probably will, you know, now that I'm thinking about it.
Saskatoon or something. What'd you say, Medicine Hat?
Medicine Hat. That's my favorite. Saskatoon is another great one. All right, here we go. I will be calling our great American hockey team this morning to spur them on towards victory tonight against Canada, which with far lower taxes and much stronger security will someday, maybe soon, become our cherished.
Oh, come on. That is very important. The money spot.
51st state. He didn't say they were going to win, though. Are we talking touch the money as far as a Canada being the 51st state?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's a different argument. We talk about touch the money in a sports way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, he's been talking about this since he took office, man. Come on. I mean, like, those people are living under oppression, Eddie. You know this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's why you have a financial advisor. So things like that, you know, you protect yourself in the future.
You weren't rooting for Canada last night because of this.
No.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't even aware of what happened until after, because I went to sleep.
You were asleep. He's asleep at 6:30. Yeah. How could you be asleep at 6:30?
Well, he gets up earlier than us.
And one.
You know.
I know.
It's a different situation.
I'm not a napper as much as I'm a napper.
It's the whole thing. Everybody's got their own deal. He's here. He's ready to go. That's all we need.
Yes, and we all know you can't believe everything you read online.
Barnacle parasite thing.
That's exactly
that
right.
Attaches themselves to these polar bears.
Yeah. Helper, help us get these barnacles off.
I can definitely laugh at that.
He is.
That's fine.
Firing today.
Yeah, well, he is.
What did you do
today
to him?
I don't know. He's just over there throwing grenades. No, I know, but this is just the angry liberal in him. Like, you know, the rest of us are happy. So now he's just angry. What can I tell you?
Listen, man, like, I have a feeling that when Al woke up and he asked Alexa who won the game and it said Canada, he was just like, gave like one of those, it stinks. When Eddie woke up and put on Scott Van Pelt and saw, he was like, oh, that's too bad. Now I know I can go after the big guy today. And he drank a cup of maple syrup and he walked out of the house and I think he was happy about this. That's what I think.
He might have been.
I think deep down he might have been happy about it.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?